I think the services that are there, they need to be better directed and targeted, and then further services need to be put in place to ensure that adequate facilities are in place for young people, and especially young people in rural areas. Our organisation is made up of young people and young farmers, and these are seen to be the people in the worst catchment areas that are not being picked up in cases where mental health problems exist.
And what are you hearing back from your members?
Well, I think it's the same from all young people, but from our young members' point of view, you know, financial pressures, friends leaving the country, lack of opportunities, lack of work here in Ireland. You know, these are all pressures which are put on people's, you know, their mental selves, and you know, these need to be catered for and looked after, and every help needs to be given to these young people.
And perhaps one of the most upsetting aspects of this is there are people under pressure who are seeking assistance, and there is a waiting list for assistance, and they're not getting it. And you have to then be fearful what the consequences may be.
Unfortunately, yes. I think the HSE figure at the moment is nearly 2,000 young people are on these waiting lists, and these are predominantly in rural areas. At the moment in Dublin, there is not one person on a waiting list. But when it comes to rural Ireland, whether that's south, east, or south west, or north, there seems to be waiting lists here, and this is not adequate. You know, more work needs to be done here to help target and support these young people.